Hey guys, this is Ron LeGrand, and welcome to the call. I've got about 1 minute short of 8 o'clock here, so we're going to get started here in just a second. You might want to get a pencil to write with if you need it. I'm going to give you the hotel location in case you don't have that, and I'm going to try to open it up when I'm finished for questions and answers, so you might want to be jotting those down as we go. All right, this is Ron LeGrand. This is the call prepping you for the Saturday event in Houston. So if this is not the call you're on the wrong one. As you all know, if you're on this call, I will be out in Houston this Saturday on the 15th. And we'll be delivering an all-day Fast Track to Wealth seminar, which you've all registered for if you're here now. First I want to do is give you the hotel in case it didn't get through. I'd like to think that every time we email somebody something or call them that the message gets through, but that's just not reality. I know from long experience that it takes multiple hits in multiple media, and then we still miss a bunch. So if you're not aware of the hotel, we're at the Sheraton Houston Brook Hollow. That's Sheraton Houston Brook Hollow. That's at 3000 North Loop West, 3000 North Loop West, you want to put that in your GPS, at Houston, and the phone number is 713-688-0100, 713-688-0100. Now, we will be beginning sharp at 9 a.m. on Saturday. You should come probably no later than 8:30 or so to get registered. Registration will start at 8. And we will be finished at 5 o'clock, give or take. I will not be too far off one way or the other. And usually if I'm going on anything, it'll be late, but we will not be very late. So plan on being there from 9 to 5. It is first come, first served as far as seating goes. We will have a rather full room, and unfortunately we'll not be able to have it with tables. We're going to be in chairs, so I want to bring something hard to write on, perhaps maybe a clipboard or whatever you want. We will be handing out material there, but wouldn't count on having something hard to write on because I definitely don't want to take notes.
Certainly okay to bring your cell phone. You're going to do it anyway, but I'm going to allow you to take snapshots, photos of the overheads throughout the day and important things that I want you to do to grab, so save you a lot of note-taking, and I have no problem with you doing that. I do not allow recorders, so you can't record the whole day, but again, you can shoot whatever you want to shoot while you're there. On that day, I am going to have a lease option expert come in from Dallas. I've been spending a lot of time with him to help you guys get to the bottom of this lease option thing in Texas. You can, in fact, do lease options in Texas, but there are rules that come along with it. You can, in fact, collect non-refundable deposits, but not only am I going to, I mean, you know, he's going to be in there in the afternoon, but we're going to pick his brain, and then we're going to, I'm trying to get a list together for you to do what you can and cannot do, and just trying to simplify it as much as we can for you, so when you leave, you'll have the answers. In fact, I talked to his attorney on the telephone today on my drive. I'm in Orlando as we're speaking right now. I'm teaching an event here, and I'm coming from here to go to Houston, and I did speak to his attorney in the and verified a few other things. So be a good day for you guys in the lease option business. I'm also going to be clearing you up on Dodd-Frank. I have a report that we're bringing you on that. And Texas is probably more important than most other states concerning Dodd-Frank because you guys will be doing a lot of owner financing there, and you need to know those rules as well. They're not that complicated, but just the same, I want to make sure that you comply with them going forward. I'm going to give away over $5,000 worth of stuff, cash and prizes. So some of you are going to actually leave with cash in your pocket that you won during the seminar. I'm also bringing Scott, my right-hand guy. He's in Orlando here with me now, but this is a guy that does buy and sell 6 to 12 houses a month right there in my office in Jacksonville. And in fact, we bought one today on the water, put together a kind of unique deal today. I'll tell you about that on Saturday, or better yet, let Scott tell you. And he'll bring a few of the deals that he's done here recently, so you'll be able to get a good feel for, you know, how they go together, and you'll see that, you know, today we kind of focus on the higher price stuff, not the lower price stuff, and you'll see why that's where the real money is. For those of you who just got on, I'm going to try to take questions at the end when I'm through here. I don't think I'm going to be more than, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 minutes on this call for you. But I am going to try to open it up, unless it's too noisy. We do have quite a few people on the call. If it's not too noisy, I'll take a few. If it is, then if you have any burning questions that can't wait till Saturday, you can email them back to us, and I'll get them answered for you while I'm down here. You shouldn't have our email address, because you should have received a property information sheet from our office if you are registered for Saturday's event. And if you did not receive said information sheet, let me tell you where to go get it right now. In fact, if you wish, you could even do it while I'm talking, because it is what I'm about to go over, and it is really the reason for this call, because I would like to have you guys come prepared with some information sheets on real live sellers, so we can show you how rather easy it is to pull money from these property information sheets that you collect from your sellers in whatever city you live in. You can contact Dolores, D-E-L-O-R-E-S, Dolores, D-E-L-O-R-E-S, at globalpublishinginc.com. That's globalpublishinginc, don't forget the INC part now, .com. And if you have any issues, Dolores will get to the bottom of them. If for some reason you didn't get the property information sheet, we'll get it right out to you. It came with confirmation for this hotel. And I got to tell you, we email them to everybody, but that doesn't mean you got them, because I'm in a little trouble lately with emails going into my spam that haven't been in the past. So I want everybody to have it. Now, if you want it immediately, you can go to ronlegrand.com/FISBO, F-S-B-O. ronlegrand.com/FISBO. Spell my name now. It's L-E-G-R-A-N-D. There's no E on the end of it. And it's right there for you. So give me just a second, and we're going to start going over that sheet. Hold on a sec. If you have that information sheet in front of you right now, it's important that we go over it so that you can come with a completed sheet so that we can stand a better chance of helping you. Now, folks, I want you to understand this is not just a seminar practice game we're doing here. I'm going to be asking you to call a few real live sellers. I'll tell you in a minute where to reach them, and bring these property information sheets to class. And if you'll do that, and they're properly completed, Scott and I will work on them and tell you what to do with these prospects when you leave. We'll separate out the prospects and suspects while you're there. And in fact, Scott's entire day is going to be focused on helping you guys with your deals after we've gone through them. In fact, he's going to spend a good part of the morning going through your lead sheets and picking out the prospects from suspects and separating them so that when we come back after lunch, we'll know exactly how many sheets were brought in, how many of them were free and clear, how many of them had mortgages on them, how many of them said they would sell for what they owe on them. So you're going to see right before your eyes that there are a bunch of people, yes, in Texas, because you guys are coming from all over Texas, who are glad you came into their lives and want you to help them get out of their homes. That sheet is the critical ingredient to the for sale by owner or the pretty house side of our business. It is actually the backbone of our business. It's kind of like the restaurant equipment is to a restaurant. Without it, we don't have a business. It's our first contact with our seller. Now, after I get you guys trained, you won't be making those calls. Hopefully you'll get a virtual assistant to do this for you. In fact, we'll even provide the virtual assistants if you choose, and they will fill out these sheets for you, and then when they get to you, they'll have the yes or no answers that you need to determine whether you are needing to call the seller or not, thus eliminating all your front-end work for you and talking to a whole lot of people that are a waste of your time. It is true that the majority of folks that are called, you're not going to do business with. It is the minority you will be doing business with, but that minority is so large you will not be able to follow up on the leads that are generated by your virtual assistant once you are trained. Now, you all need to know that I'm coming back to Houston on March the 19th through the 2019, 2020, 2021, and 2022. and I'm going to do a four-day training event there. I will tell you about that on Saturday, and you can decide if you want to partake or not. It is in that class where we actually call these sellers for you, put together the deals on the telephone, and make appointments before you leave the room to go out and get these deals done, and literally do some contracts right from the class and get them signed before we leave the building. But for the sake of Saturday and the short time we got together, we're going to pick them out for you. And then if you can't get them followed up on that after, and you do want to join us in later March, then we'll take your same leads, if they're not sold by then, and literally help you work them to the conclusion of getting a check. So get your property information sheets out, and let's do it right now. On those sheets, you'll see some stars. Where you see stars, those are critical blanks. And we must have the answers to those stars, because without those stars filled in, we don't have anything to work with. For example, at the top right, you see it asked for what's the asking price. There's only one place you can get the asking price, and that's right out of the seller's mouth. What are you asking for the house? Fill in the blank. What do you think the house would appraise for, which is the one right below it? Fill in the blank. I want to know what the seller thinks the house is worth. Sometimes they think it's worth more than it is, sometimes less. Sometimes they're right on the money, but I want to know what's on their mind. In the blank below that, it says your comps. Your comps is not something you ask the seller. That's something that you go on sites like Trulia, Trulia.com, and find for yourself, or Zillow, or any other site that you can go get comps from, and there are literally hundreds of them. Frankly, I like Trulia. It's, frankly, even easier to use than Zillow, if you ask me. If you are a licensed realtor listening to this call, of course, you've got the MLS, so that's all you're going to need, and you know how to pull up comps. But for the rest of you, when you go pulling up these comps, all I want you to do is go put in the address of your subject property, and up will come a list of properties that have sold recently, sold in that area, and you will take a look at that list, and you pick out the ones that are at the top of the list, not the top in order, but the top selling properties. Just make sure that they're somewhat similar to your property in square footage. So if you've got a 2,000 square foot house, you can't go comparing it to a 4,000 square foot house. You probably won't even have them pull up on most of these sites, but just make sure that the square footage is somewhat similar. So similar square footage, sold within the last several months, and in the same general area. Just write a couple of those comps down there in that blank where it says your comps. That's all I need. I know you're not going to be correct. I'm not expecting you to be 100% accurate, but I'd like for you to go do a little research, and you need to get to, you know, start doing it anyway, because you're going to be doing this at a later date. After you get trained, you're always going to need to know what the current value of a property is, give or take, so you can decide where to go from there based on the information that you get from the seller. So just give me a clue. Don't leave that blank. Just give me a clue, because I won't have time to go pull up comps for you on Saturday. I'm going to ask you to do it before you come. And if you're wrong, you're wrong. Don't worry about it, but just fill something in the blank. Now, right below that, you'll see the big rectangle with the mortgage information in it. This is extremely critical. You must ask the seller, what do you owe? Most sellers will gladly give you an answer. What do you owe? Fill in that number right there where the loan amount is. If I do not have the loan amount, what we have is a worthless piece of scratch paper. There's absolutely no way we can pre-screen a property when we do not know what the seller owes. So you must ask the loan amount. If the seller gives you a hard time, say, well, look, I'm going to need that information to determine whether I can buy your house or not. So may I have the loan amount? Now, if the seller refuses to give you the loan amount, don't worry about it, because they just pre-screened themselves out. We're not doing business with them. Any seller that won't give me the facts I need to buy their house is a seller we're never going to buy a house from anyway, so don't fret over it. And now, I know if you're brand new, you might be thinking to yourself that nobody's going to give you the loan amount, but one of the reasons I want you to get on the telephone is you're going to find out just how easy and forthcoming they are with that information. So the question is, what do you owe? Fill in that blank. Then move over to the right and find out what the payment is. Frankly, I could care less who the lender is, or what the interest rate is. What I care about is what's the payment. Must have the payment. So the two critical numbers there are the loan amount and the payment. The whole deal will revolve around those two numbers. Right below that, you will see that it asks, is that PITI, which stands for principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. I just need a yes or a no. And the question I would ask after that is, may I assume your loan is current? That is a nice way of saying, are you behind on your payments or not? You will determine, you will find out, that most of the people that you call are current on their payments. You're going to see that we are, seldom do we run across somebody that is behind on their payments when they're running an ad that they're selling their property, and that they're not only payments are current, the credit is in excellent shape, and they're not ready to blow their brains out. You might be under the impression that we're looking for desperate people that are in foreclosure, and frankly, nothing could be further from reality. So I definitely want you to ask, make sure that they're current by simply saying, I assume the loan is current, and then check yes there. If it is not current, I need to have a clue about how far it is behind. You know, is it 1 month, 2 months, 3 months? We can do our own math since the payment is right above that. Get me that information, though. So do not ignore that block. Again, if you get everything on that sheet filled out, but you ignore that rectangle right there, the sheet is worthless. So you've got to get that information in there. Now, of course, when they say free and clear, I don't know anything, then you just put a zero right there where the loan amount is. And that tells us what we need to know. You're going to be shocked how many people you call have houses that are free and clear. 34% of all houses in America are free and clear. Now, if you look right below that, you'll see some script. This script is designed for you Texans, because what you will not be doing is lease optioning properties from sellers. However, you very well may be lease optioning properties that you have purchased to tenant buyers. The problem in Texas is that you must own the house before you can lease purchase it and collect a non-refundable deposit. You cannot lease a house and then sublease it and collect a non-refundable deposit. So we are not in this game to lease houses from Texas homeowners. So if you look at your sheet in your script boxes there, take a look far over to the left, and you'll see a block there that says, if the loan amount and the asking price are within $35,000, ask the following question. Will you sell the house for what you owe on it? Folks, I must have that question asked, but please read that first line. That would be a foolish question to ask if there was a huge gap between the asking price and the loan balance. For example, if the house is worth $200,000 and the seller is asking $190,000 for it, but they only owe $80,000 on it, and you were to ask that question, you would alienate that seller right away, and you know they'd think you're an idiot for asking such a stupid question. I'm asking $190,000 and I owe $80,000, and you're asking me if I'll take what I owe. You just probably ruined that relationship. However, if that gap is small, I absolutely want that question asked. And when you ask that question, please circle yes or no. So let me say this again. Do not ask that question unless there's a small gap. If there's a small gap, ask the question and circle it yes or no. If you get a yes, you're done with that middle block. If you get a no, then I want you to ask the question in the middle to determine whether we can, whether the seller be interested in selling it, basically if we took over their debt with owner financing taking subject to, which I'll teach you on Saturday or whatever. I want to know if the seller is interested in selling for what they owe, and if not, will they consider terms on the house? And just follow the question right on down. If you look at the lines right below the yes or no's, regardless of whether you get a yes or no, it'll guide you to the next question to ask, and that'll get you down. Then, so you're saying if you don't sell the house for all cash, at retail price, you don't want to sell? Well, if I don't get a positive answer at the top, then I want the answer to that question down at the bottom, because if obviously they want all cash and they want retail, we're not buying it. And that's okay. We're not mad at them. We're just not buying their house. But I want you to try to get to that conclusion while you got them on the telephone. The more you can get out of them while you've got them on the telephone, the easier it is for us to pre-screen them for you while we have you and them or their information in the classroom. Now look over at the right. If the house is free and clear, it clearly says would you consider taking your equity in monthly installments? If the answer is yes, you just got a seller financing deal, and I'll help you structure that in class. If the answer is no, then you follow the script right on down and find out if they're willing to do anything other than all cash. So that's the long and the short of it. Ask the questions in the center applicable to the information in the mortgage block. Again, if it's free and clear, go directly to the right side of the page. If there's a small gap, go directly to the left side of the page. If you get a negative answer to those, then ask the question in the middle and just see if you can get me some kind of flexibility out of the seller. That's all I need to know. Is the seller flexible? Are they hell-bent on selling for all cash? And then if you go right below that, you'll see there's, you know, the bedrooms and the baths. We definitely want that, and we would like to get an idea of the square footage. Definitely want that. And then the rest of the blocks there are quite obvious. So get what you can. I don't need anything attached to these sheets. Please don't go online and pile a bunch of paperwork up and staple it to them. I don't need any of that stuff. As you're going to see in class, we're going to pre-screen them and go through the math first. And then if we like what we hear, the next step is to call them, get confirmation of the facts, and then make an appointment and go out with the appropriate agreement. Again, if you're doing the front-end calling, then there's only got to be one call with the seller before the appointment is made. But soon, VAs are going to be doing the front-end calling for you. You're going to get that sheet completed, and then you call the ones with the yes answers and confirm and then make the appointment. So for between now and Saturday, you've got plenty of time to make a handful of these calls to these sellers and get these property information sheets filled out, which is why we're having this call tonight. Really want you to bring at least three or four of these things if you can get to them, and come prepared. You are going to hate yourself if you come to this class and you don't have any sheets and you see us pull deals out of these things right in front of your eyes for other people. You're not going to like it. Where do you find these sellers? Let me tell you that now. Obviously, you're going to go on Craigslist, look for houses for sale in whatever city you live in, and I really don't care where you live. And you're going to go onto other FSBO sites. And what you probably ought to do is go to Google and punch in Google, I want to buy a house in Houston or wherever you're at. Here will come a whole bunch of websites where people go and advertise their houses for sale. Some of them you'll find phone numbers in them, some of them you won't. So if you don't get phone numbers, email them and tell them you'd like to talk to them, send me your phone number, and make as many of those calls as you can get to between now and Saturday. Now, I'm going to tell you where your best source leads are going to come from. Your best sources are going to come from for sale by owner signs in front of houses. So if you can make the time to drive around in some nice neighborhoods, and by the way, we are dealing in nice neighborhoods, guys and gals, not the crack areas, not the war zones, not the junk. We're dealing in beautiful homes in beautiful neighborhoods from your median price and up, and your median price is about $181,000, in case you don't know that. So let's go from there up. And I'm not afraid of $500,000 and $1 million houses if you're not. By the time you get out of here on Saturday, you're going to see that it don't make any difference at what price they are. Your risk is no more, and you'll have no more money invested in it, and the same amount of work for a whole lot more money on the back end. So do not be afraid of the nicer houses. You're also going to discover, as many of our students have, and we have here, that frankly, the higher priced house you're calling on, the easier they are to talk to. The more they answer your questions. And, you know, they just are more pleasant to do business with than the folks who have the cheap houses that have more questions and it's just a harder gap to get them to understand what you're talking about. So I would suggest you call houses, I don't know, 175, 200 and up, right around in those kind of neighborhoods, look for sale by owner signs, take a picture of them with your camera, and go home and make the call, fill out the sheet, and bring it to class. I know it's a little nerve-wracking if you've never done it before. I know you're worried about you're not going to be able to say the right things, but you don't have to because the sheet's right in front of you. Just call them up. I'm calling about your sign. Ask the questions in front of you. Get the blanks filled in and bring it to class and do the best you can. And you also can run some ads. You don't have a lot of time to do that, but gosh, this is only Tuesday. So if you want to run some free ads on Craigslist, I buy houses. Any condition, any area, even if overfinanced. That's my favorite ad. I buy houses any condition, any area, even if overfinanced, and with your phone number and your email address in it. See if you can't attract some attention for people calling you. So you can call ads online, look for FSBO signs. If you want to run an ad on Craigslist or where, the other sites, you can go ahead and do that as well. But I think you're going to get probably enough leads just by going online and looking for people that are advertising to satisfy our needs for Saturday's event. Add that to a few FSBO signs you ride around and find in your spare time, and I think you'll have plenty to work with. So that's it. I want to emphasize again, if you bring these property information sheets to class and they're not complete, there's nothing we can do with them. And I'm bringing a very, very knowledgeable guy out there with me. And you're kind of fortunate to have him sitting in the room with you right there to help you get these things done. And I might even be able to convince him. If you bring me some hot deals, look hot, I might even be able to convince him to get on the telephone with you outside of the classroom and see if we can't cement some deals for a few of you while we're there as well. We'll do everything we can in the short time that we have together. So come prepared. All right, I am going to open this thing up. Give me just a minute before I open this thing up, and if it's not too noisy, I'll take a few questions. Hold on just a sec. All right, I'm back. Here we go. Let's see what happens. All right. Put it on the noise. No question.
Don, this is Hank. Can you hear me?
Yeah, try again. I heard the gentleman. Go ahead.
All right, Ron, this is Hank. Can you hear me?
Hey, Hank, I got you. Go.
You said that you can't make deposits if you don't own the house in Texas. So basically, you're having to get owner financing and title to the property before you can do anything in Texas.
No, no, not you got to get owner financing, which is easy, actually. It's just a complete document anyway. And or buy them subject to. You absolutely do not need to own a tree. I'm gonna personally harm you if you don't get a loan to buy a house. So we're gonna cover all that Saturday.
It's real hard to hear you right now, but I
know. Let me shut everybody down there. I'll answer you, Hank. We're gonna cover all that Saturday, but you can buy them subject to, or you can buy them with owner financing. I'm telling you, it's just easy to buy them with owner financing because it is the least optional. I'll cover that, but you do not have to have the house free and clear. You just have to own it. And that's pretty simple. And between you and me, in Texas, I'd rather buy it and sell it with owner financing anyway because it is literally quicker to foreclose on houses in your state than it is to evict them. In fact, I even confirmed that today with a Texas attorney that doesn't do anything but real estate closings. And by the way, this guy is going to be available to us at our March 19th event, but he will not be there this Saturday. Let me try it one more time. I'll open it again. Who else?
Hey, what was your ad again about I buy houses where?
I buy houses, any condition, any area, even if even over finance. I buy houses, any condition, any area, even over finance. And your phone number and your email address.
If you're not going to ask a question, if you'll mute the phones, we might hear better.
Yeah, that's a good point. You guys aren't going to ask questions, and you got a mute button, get it, and I'll try to leave it open for a couple more. Anybody else got a question?
I do. I don't know how well you can hear me. My voice is a little gone right now. But
I got you.
I know you mentioned the training March 19th through 22nd. This is jumping ahead.
That's a four-day event, yes.
The four-day event. Would it be right to assume that after that training we'd be kind of qualified to be independent, I guess, in this process? Do you feel like we'd feel completely prepared after that point? I'm just kind of getting an idea.
I think you're going to have more than you can do after Saturday.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
No, let me finish here. I think you're going to be able to be there and go do some deals, but obviously the more training you get, the faster and easier that's going to come.
Okay.
All right, so okay. I'll go over all that with you on Saturday. Okay, now the Ron fella. Hey, Ron, where are you at? Sir? Yeah, go ahead. Hey, here.
Hey, thanks for muting, guys. It does sound better. Any other questions?
No, we were just coming on. Me and my partner just came on, just got on the line just now.
All right. Well, here's some good news for all of you. Let me mute out.
Ron, I got a question.
Here's some good news for all of you. We are going to be sending you the link to listen to the recording again if you just got on here late. And then if you know somebody that's not on here, you can pass it on to them. I want everybody to hear this recording so you guys bring as many leads as you possibly can. You should get that link tomorrow, and then you can download it and play it there, to your heart's content. And I'm going to open it up one more time, and then we're going to end it.
Hey, Ron. This is Ron.
I heard the hey, Ron. Go ahead.
Roger.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I've been looking on the website, For Sale by Owner website, and the only caveat to that is that down at the bottom there's always a disclaimer saying that they're on the National Do Not Call list. And
you do not
so,
need to worry about the Do Not Call list. Anytime you're calling a seller who blatantly advertises to call me.
Okay. Okay.
Do
well,
that
call
list does not even apply to the real estate industry.
Don't worry. Okay, because they're talking about, in fact, there was a note at the bottom saying, you know, to...
Because they're covering their ass. Don't worry about it.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Common sense would tell you it's certainly okay to call people to say, please call me.
Okay. Ron, a question. Where do you find the lead property information sheet?
RonLegrand.com/FISBO, F-S-B-O. But you should have gotten it in your email today. Did you get confirmation for the hotel information?
No, I didn't get it.
No?
Today?
No. Yes.
I
How did you learn
it,
of this call? All right. Anyway, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Hold on. I'm going to have the FISBO sheet sent out again tomorrow with the hotel information again, so you guys all watch your email now and check your spam mail as well. All right? Question.
Ron, hey, I got a question.
Got it.
In your script, one of your script lines reads, I'll have to check, call, I'll have my boss call to discuss terms. Who is the boss?
Well, you're the boss. Remember, that is designed for your virtual assistant to use.
Okay.
But you can change the word boss for partner if you like.
Okay. Meaning,
but you're going to be one calling them back. In that case. All right. Anybody else?
Ron, quick question. When we start making the big bucks on these deals, is what we make generally taxable as regular income, or is there some special tax consideration?
I'm afraid so. The government's going to want their share, but there's still plenty of spillover to you.
Yep, okay.
Now, of course, you hold the property for more than a year, then it's under long-term capital gains, which is 20%. But, yep. We make money in America, we actually have to pay tax.
Ron, what is the, do most people hold the property for over a year or less?
You know, if you hold the property for 1 year and a day, you're the long-term capital gain 20% right now, maximum tax bracket. Okay? You do these tax deals, that's short-term capital gains, and you're going to get taxed at whatever bracket you're in.
Okay.
All right?
Can you give us any type of cost figures on the virtual assistant?
Yeah, I'll do that for you Saturday, but right now you're not ready for a virtual assistant because I do not want you to pay somebody to generate leads for you until you're clear on what you're going to do with them after you get them.
Okay.
All right, guys, I think that's enough for tonight. I'll see you all Saturday. Remember, if you have questions, we're going to email you again tomorrow. If you have questions, just email right back to the same place. Everything you can to follow up as fast as you can. Let me give everybody a hotel one more time in case you didn't get it. We've got a whole bunch of people who got on here late. Sheridan Houston Brook Hollow. Sheridan Houston Brook Hollow. That's a 3000 North Loop West. That's a 3000 North Loop West. And the phone number is 713-688-0100. So I'm looking forward to a great day, Lee. I'll see you all Saturday morning. Remember, get there before 9 o'clock. I will start at 9 o'clock. Start. See you then. Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.